Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. This Tuesday morning, March 17th, 2020. As always, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. If you're watching this on TV, a little bit different show, a little social distancing. Eric and I are in the same studio, but we're diagonal. And Jason is in a separate studio.
Drabby, is Dukes working from home from here on out?
I don't know about from here on out.
But for a while.
For next couple days, I think.
So that's good. So no one else will sit here, right?
No.
Because I am just wiping down like crazy.
And Cakes has a week off. He picked
Cakes
up his son from Spain.
Yeah. Where are we going to put Cakes?
We have plenty of studios here. Plenty of studios.
It's better if we could see each other.
Yeah. It is.
I know, but you can't.
He might have to sit where Adam sits.
He sits where Adam sits. That might work.
Oh, actually, no, because that's more than two people in the studio.
No, he's
not allowed to have more than two people?
Yeah.
I'm guessing soon, yeah. Everyone's going to be in separate studios.
Yeah. Eventually, we're going to experiment.
How is that possible?
We're going to do it from home eventually.
Yeah. Well, somebody who's at home, I believe he's at home, who covers NFL free agency, joins us right now. It's our pal Mike Jones, NFL columnist for USA Today. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing okay. You know, Eric was talking
was pretty comical.
It's
a disaster, Mike.
Eric was talking about how he has a bunch of kids. We all have a bunch of kids, and it's hard to maybe keep them contained. You have a bunch of kids, right?
Oh, he's got a nightmare.
He's got four. Don't you have four kids?
Yeah, I've got four. I've got my daughter's back from college and got the boys, and I'm telling you, it was by 10 o'clock yesterday, I, gave the boys, math sheets, and then, by 10 o'clock, they were bouncing off the walls, and I was like, gosh, this thing's got to blow over because I'm not going to make it.
No, parents aren't going to make it.
Doesn't take me out, will.
This is so brutal on parents, especially, it's tough for all ages, but do you know, the opinion is almost universal. It's funny how it changes. So my son is in his first year at school. When he left, it was kind of it kind of sucks.
Right.
Every parent I've spoken to says, I'm desperate for them to go back to college.
Yeah.
Every person.
I only feel that because I know my daughter isn't happy at home. I don't necessarily
That's
want her to
is.
Go back.
Well, yeah, of course, we all love our kids, but they're not happy. They're miserable.
Right.
Yeah. That's, of course, we all love our kids.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, but every parent wants a break. I have a little
stressful.
One at home, and the best thing in life is having a kid. And I have three. It is the best thing in life. But there is a weird phenomenon where you love having the kids, but you're desperate for that break.
Well, because they reach
a
toddler.
See, I have a toddler. You're desperate for when they take a nap or when they go to sleep.
Yep. What were you going to say, Mike?
I think it's knowing that, when you're here on a visit, and then you're going back to college, or the kids, they go to school and they come back, and we got a couple hours together, we'll play the PS4, then we'll go to bed, or we go to practice. And now, we're nonstop with each other. around the clock. I think just that knowing that, you know, you're put in that box just makes everybody go a little insane.
Now, can you tell them, hey, daddy has to work and close an office door. I need to find out what's going on with Bill O'Brien making these wacky trades.
Yeah. I say, look, I am taping a podcast. So, look, I'm making phone calls. Do not make any noise out here. No fighting because, you know.
It's embarrassing.
No fighting.
Yeah.
What do you make of that deal? DeAndre Hopkins to the Cardinals. They're loading up for Kyler Murray.
Yeah, I mean, a phenomenal job by Steve Keim, who I don't normally really care for his decision-making, but, like, he did an amazing job fleecing Bill O'Brien here. When you look at what other people give up for wide receivers, and then he gave up oft-injured David Johnson and a fourth-round pick or something like that. Maybe it was a fifth-round pick. It was embarrassing. And it's clear that Houston needs a general manager because, okay, it was bad enough the way that they botched the Jadeveon Clowney thing last year and only got a third-round pick for him. Now you give up one of the basically top three wide receivers in the game for a running back that can't stay healthy when you already have a couple pretty good running backs, Carlos Hyde, Duke Johnson, and you get nothing else basically in return. I mean, a second-round pick, maybe that gives you a talented wide receiver, but you legit gave up a proven guy who has, for his seven-year career, he's played in all but two games. He's got five 1,000-yard seasons. He's the second fastest to the amount of yards that he has here. He's just the guy when you're trying to make life easier for Deshaun Watson. You want to keep him there. It was bad enough for him when you had him there. He's always running for his life because his line's so bad. And now you rob him of the one guy that can win one-on-one matchups. It's just, I think that Bill O'Brien gets fired at the end of this year.
And he's not a malcontent. I mean, I'm talking about Hopkins. I don't get, how did the people in the room, I realize it's the GM.
Yeah, like why?
How did the people in the room say, yeah, this is a good deal?
Well, I think because there is no GM and you have a head coach, you know, there's talk that Hopkins wanted his deal reworked and that there was some friction between them last year. And, you know, I think that O'Brien, just like, yeah, I'm just getting rid of this headache right here.
Wow.
Instead of having someone with, you know, because there's checks and balances, to sit him down and be like, no, okay, what is this? We've got to find a compromise because we need this guy. I mean, it's not like he was an Antonio Brown or anything like that. From everything I've heard, this was a great guy. Did not cause problems in the locker room. But this, I think that, you know, unless they pull off something amazing between now and the draft and everything winds up being okay, I don't know how you can keep O'Brien.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. All right, so anything else yesterday kind of surprise you? What about Diggs going to Buffalo? And that's a great haul they got back, man. That
can't be a surprise.
Exactly. Because.
Yeah, it's not a surprise that he's gone. I mean, he made it clear yesterday. I mean, you know, all offseason, he took down any Viking stuff off his social media. Yesterday, he tweeted or Instagram posted that it was time for a fresh start or whatever. I guess when he saw Cousins got an extension, he was like, nah, I can't do this anymore.
What is the beef with Cousins? Like, what was his problem with him?
I have no idea. I guess, you know, there was times when those wide receivers were very frustrated with him. Even though, you know, down the stretch of the season, you know, first four games, he was missing them. He was locked in. He checked down too much. But then, like, from that point on, he really became more aggressive and made some great plays. I mean, he delivered them to a win there in the playoffs in the Superdome. I mean, so it's still confusing because they had paid Diggs, and it wasn't like he was an ignored guy, but he just wasn't happy there for whatever reason. So it wasn't surprising that he was gone. I was just surprised that Buffalo, I mean, look, they are really committed. Last year they tried Antonio Brown, couldn't quite get it done. And it was probably a good thing for them. Now,
just a theory, Mike, you know, ego. So Adam Thielen's really the number one there, and he may feel like he's the number one. It's just a theory that some guy's ego gets in the way of things like that. And, you know, if you think
about it, ego's always a factor.
Thielen was putting up better numbers than Diggs by and large when they're both healthy.
Even though having him opposite you makes life, you know, I mean, when you have, you can't focus on one guy, you know, two talented wide receivers do work well together. But yeah, you're right. I mean, the connection between Thielen and Cousins, did seem like it was stronger. So I guess Diggs just couldn't handle that. I don't know. I mean, now he's going to a young, big-armed quarterback, but he's not the most accurate guy, and he likes to run around. So I don't know. Be careful what you wish for.
Joined by Mike Jones, NFL columnist for USA Today. What do you make of the Ravens' moves?
Well, I mean, it's clear that they're trying to make sure that they continue to bolster this defense. They want to make sure they get as great a supporting cast as they can for Lamar Jackson. I wouldn't be surprised. I don't think they're done. We'll see here, but they know that they've got a window here, and I think they looked at what the Chiefs did with Patrick Mahomes and how that paid off. So they want to make sure that they do everything possible to win in this window of opportunity.
All right, so the Niners make a deal. They decide that they want to keep Armstead, give him a big deal, and they trade Buckner, and they acquire the 13th pick from the Colts. And now they have the 13 and the 31. Now, they don't have a second or third or a fourth round pick. Ooh, all right, so maybe they move out of the 31 and get a second and a late fourth or another fifth, who knows. But at 13, it makes it interesting because they need secondary help. I think that was obvious from the playoffs last year in the Super Bowl. But they also may be looking at a speedster receiver since Sanders is probably going to be leaving. So what did you think of that deal, and where do you think they go at 13?
I thought that was a win for them. You know, you can't keep everybody, unfortunately. But, I mean, you're getting another first-round pick. If you have two first-round picks, that kind of makes you know, it kind of helps you soften the blow of not having those other, you know, mid-round picks there. They've done a good job drafting. Now they have options. They could either package and move up. They could move down. They could just sit tight and meet multiple needs, whether it's a speedster, whether it's, more defensive help. But they have options. And John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan have been really smart the way they've built this roster. And so, for the Colts, it's a win for them because they get a talented defensive guy to play the strength in their defense. And then Buckner gets paid. So I think everybody should feel good about the way that played out.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm just going to go down the list of the free agents here, and we can kind of stop whenever you want. So Prescott gets franchised, no surprise there. Chris Jones in Kansas City franchised. Breeze will re-sign, and then you get to Brady. And I know you've been talking about Brady forever. You've been asked a million questions about him. It seems like, well, Tennessee's definitely off the list. Seems like the Raiders are off the list because they just signed Mariota. Do you see him going to the Chargers? The Colts are off the list because they're talking to Rivers. Or do you see Tampa? Or do you see New England?
I still feel like New England is going to be it. I mean, over the weekend, I was told that the New England was still making a hard push. Now, we just don't know what Brady wants. Does he want to, go for another Super Bowl ring? Or is he at the point where he just wants out of there and he wants kind of like that Michael Jordan challenge with the Wizards to prove that, hey, I can go take a young team and elevate them. We know Michael Jordan fell short. But, it was still a challenge that he wanted to take on. So does Brady want to do that with a team like the Chargers? You know, he just started that production company out there in California. Or is it Tampa, a nicer place to live? I don't know. When you look at New England, they lost a number of defensive guys through the first day of free agency. So it's not like that other side of the ball that supports them. It's not like they've gotten stronger. You would like to see them really invest and make sure to get him a number of offensive weapons because that cover's kind of thin there. So I don't know. I'm still, I feel like the best case is and what is most likely is New England. But at the same time, as you're seeing guys exit on the defensive side of the ball, which makes life harder for him, maybe he just goes ahead and says, yeah, let me go try out, L.A.
Were you surprised that the Bengals franchised A.J. Green?
Yes and no. It's clear that he didn't want to be there, so I kind of was surprised by that. But maybe they're hoping that they can facilitate a trade, or they're like, look, we're going to have a young quarterback here. We need a proven guy for him. We're going to, continue to, try to build this thing, and sorry, but you're part of our plans. We'll see how it plays out. Definitely having him would make life way easier for Joe Burrow.
Right. And they got Boyd, too. Boyd's legit.
Right. Yeah. So it makes sense. But at the same time, you kind of, you know, rid yourself of headaches. But again, you know, talented wide receivers are hard to come by.
Mike Jones joins us, NFL columnist for USA Today. Bringing it back to the Redskins, they apparently made a play for Amari Cooper. How serious were they? And did Cooper take less money to stay in Dallas?
Well, I mean, that's what it sounds like there. And I guess, you know, for him, when you're looking at, okay, I can make a lot of money either place, but what place is closer to winning? Where do I have a sure thing that I know who's going to give me the ball? Who's going to, you know, set me up to make these touchdown catches? You know, I would have probably done the same thing there. There's just a lot of questions. The Redskins are still a couple of years away, you know, from being able to contend, whereas Dallas, you know, they've got pieces there, and they've got a talented head coach, coaching staff. So, you know, good for him getting paid. You know that it's got to – Dak's got to be kind of frustrated, maybe a little miffed. Okay, now you give him, you know, 5 years, $100 million, where's mine? But I still think that Jerry's going to wind up taking care of him between now and the July 15th deadline. I think that, you know, they get it done. And now the Redskins, where do they look? I don't know. They're probably better off drafting somebody, you know, early. So that way you have another young, talented wide receiver to go with McClure and to help out Haskins.
Well, I look at it as a couple of whiffs. They whiffed on Austin Hooper. Everybody knows they need a tight end. They whiff on Amari Cooper. Mm-hmm. They're going to need a lot of help at receiver.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, look at their situation. If you are a talented veteran, would you go there?
Nope.
I mean, what really appeals to you?
Nope.
You know, there you got questions about Haskins. I think that he's going to continue to grow, and I think that he's going to be okay. But there's questions about him. You don't know who your left tackle is. You don't have another tight end. You know what I mean? The tight end situation, your running back situation. You've got an aging Adrian Peterson and Darius Geis who can't stay healthy. You've got, you know, defensive pieces that are good, but you still need a lot in your secondary. So if you want to win right now, you know, you go somewhere else that's closer.
Right. All right. Listen, Mike, a lot of confusion going on behind the scenes here. Thank you, buddy. Really appreciate it, pal. Good stuff.
All right. I'll see you guys.
Okay, buddy. Thank you.
Let's build off of what Mike just said.
Yeah.
It's only a day. Things could change. They could sign a bunch of guys and you could change your opinion. But what do you think of the Redskins' free agent approach right now and what they've accomplished? 800-636-1067.
What did they really accomplish?
To summarize, they wanted Austin Hooper at tight end. He signed with the Cleveland Browns. There were a couple of corners that they supposedly were interested in, big money guys like James Bradbury, mm-hmm. Byron Jones. They signed elsewhere.
They wanted Amari Cooper.
Kendall Fuller. They wanted Amari Cooper. He resigns.
Turned down more money.
He resigns with the Dallas Cowboys.
That widely reported. Mm-hmm. He turned down more money.
Who would you rather throw you the ball, Dak or Dwayne?
Listen, he was happy where he was, yeah.
But what do you think of the Redskins in free agency so far, one day in? 800-636-1067. They did land Wes Schweitzer, a guard. 800-636-1067. But Eric Flowers left them.
Just let this set in. They were bad before. They're worse now.
All right. We want your opinions. 800-
I don't know if you can blame the coaches. People don't want to come here.
800-636-1067. We're the Junkies coming to you live this Tuesday morning, March 17th.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T, or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, we should have a theme for it. Is St. Patty's Day?
Is it? So watch St. Patty's Day.
I've played St. Patrick's music throughout, except for Mike,
because
he has a walk-up song.
Okay, my bad. Yeah, keep doing it. I wore green. Look,
did you?
So it's the only thing I have is green.
Let me see. Do I have any green? I'm not very.
By the way, think about
literally 20 yards away from us.
Think about all of the places that had St. Patty's Day parties planned, parades, all finished.
St. Patty's was never a big day for me unless I was getting an appearance fee.
No, I get it.
And I got sized.
But a lot of places.
I would get hammered.
A lot of places would be open from 7 a.m. until 2 a.m.
What happened to those old bar crawls and St. Patty's Day things?
We get old.
We get up.
And our appearance
people
fee,
still like to go out.
Our appearance fee used to be one third of what it is now. Yeah.
And we get up at 4.
Yeah, but I don't need to do it with you guys. I'll do it myself.
They're not that size, obviously.
We used to do them all the time.
Yeah, I just feel like the beer money is not what it was.
Maybe.
It's a different world.
Oh, it's really a different world now.
Yeah. I heard, you know, Brett, our old producer, Brett Oliverio, who runs Sup Dogs at ECU and UNC, he, you know, shut down things for a couple of weeks, and he talked about having at least $5,000 worth of green beer.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Intercom's at 178 now.
All right, let's get back to the Redskins.
By the way, that's going to go down to zero.
Let's get back to the Redskins.
I don't think so, but
day one of NFL free agency. And the big moves didn't have anything to do with the Redskins. DeAndre Hopkins is going to be with the Cardinals. Stephon Diggs is now with the Buffalo Bills. But the Redskins supposedly were interested in Amari Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
He re-signs with the Cowboys. Austin Hooper, he's now a member of the Cleveland Browns. Of course, they lost a couple of their guys. Case Keenum, you knew, was going to move on. He does, signs a pretty lucrative deal to end up with the Browns as Baker Mayfield's backup. Ereck Flowers, who was your starting left guard last year, goes to the Dolphins. The Redskins did re-sign John Bostic. They franchise tag Brandon Scherff. They brought back Kendall Fuller, who won a Super Bowl with the Chiefs, and they signed a guard who was playing with the Falcons, Wes Schweitzer.
What can you give me the Schweitzer's like game log, like over his career? How many has he played in? How many has he started?
Well, over the last 4 years, I saw that he had started the vast majority. I guess 36 games, 36 starts in 4 years. So roughly
pretty good.
Three quarters of the time he's starting.
That's 9 starts a year.
Is that 9?
9 over 4. 9 times 4 is 36.
Yeah.
So
a little more than half.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he was a 6th-round pick. It's not like he was a 1st or 2nd
right.
round pick. So he probably had to work his way into the starting
line. Here's their grade. Their grade is, I mean, who knows? Maybe he'll be genius here.
Right.
The grade is C-minus at best.
Well, because,
C-minus at best.
True, because you've never heard of him.
Right. But I'm also basically, the Falcons, they were terrible. He played 9 games a year.
Yeah.
He's considered a depth guy. Look, money
might
usually
not even start.
Now, I saw Rick Snyder, if you go to his article on thefandc.com, he defends the Redskins' decision, if it was their decision, to let Flowers go. Like, don't give Flowers $10 million
probably
a year.
Right.
He's
but
Ereck Flowers.
It's a net loss, though.
But
they're down.
I know many times you said this, that last year, the left side of the line actually seemed to play better than the right side of the line. And the right side
it's
of the
my
line
impression.
Had Brandon Scherff, who they franchise tag, who's been a Pro Bowler, and
Morgan
Moses, who was a guest on the show weekly, and is reliable to be on the field, but seemingly commits a lot of penalties and didn't have his best season. The left side with Donald Penn, who's ancient and was a Band-Aid because Trent Williams didn't play, and Flowers seemed to play better. But now you're going to have neither. Now, one thing that can salvage the free agency slash draft, because it's a combination, is if they are able to get something for Trent Williams, and then turn that into a starter.
Right.
All right, let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067.
All right, let's go to Jack in D.C. Hey, Jack, what's up, buddy? You're all with the Junks.
Hey, good morning. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Can you hear me, guys?
Yeah, we hear you, Jack.
Hey, so here's my thoughts. Look, the Redskins are a dumpster fire. Everybody knows that. Nobody wants to come here for free agency, so we're going to have to overpay for everything. I come from a trading family, and that's a position that you don't want to be in. The Redskins need to be patient. They just got a new head coach. They got a new GM. They've got to wait, and they've got to work through the draft. They cannot continue
of
making splashes.
That's what they're doing.
And that's the only strategy. So I hear some grades of C's and D's and F's and what they're doing in the free agency so far.
Well, it's
I
true.
I would actually give them an A.
Why?
They cannot get suckered into Hooper. They can't get suckered into overpaying for veterans.
Yeah.
They've really got to remain patient, and they got to work through the draft. They've got to unload.
You're giving them an A for doing nothing.
Even,
but okay. I hear where you're coming from.
I'm just curious. In the draft, what do you want them to do at number two?
I want them to trade back however way they can. I mean, they have so many holes. They need to unload Trent Williams for whatever they can get. It's probably a third round. It's not going to be better at this point. They've got to trade the number two way back. Look, Tua or the defensive end, he's not going to come in, either of these players, and save this franchise.
Correct.
So they've got to show some discipline. They've got to be patient. They're gonna have to work. It's gonna take 2 or 3 years.
All right. What if they can't pull off a trade? What if they can't pull off a trade? Who do you pick?
At that point, you go with the defensive end because he's more of a surefire player at this point.
I agree. Right.
And also, we have to be patient here. There's so many skeletons in the closet that Ron Rivera. It's gonna take him a whole offseason to clean out our current roster.
Right.
I mean. Where do you begin, really? I mean, I think five out of the top seven contracts that I looked at should be gone in the offseason. I mean, so he really is, he has his back up against the wall. I mean, it's going
to
be 2 to 3 years
anybody.
Minimum.
All right. Yeah. Thanks,
he's very
Jack.
Conservative. I mean, all right, thank you, buddy.
I don't think signing Austin Hooper would have hurt them. I actually think it would help.
I mean, I understand what he's saying. When you pay guys at their peak of their
but
value.
But you know what? Maybe they offered more to Hooper than he took. Who knows? Yeah.
Well, they definitely did with Cooper.
Yeah. Right.
Cooper turned him down.
See, that's the other thing. These players talk. You know, they talk to other guys. They talk to guys who are on the team.
No one's dying to come here.
You know, Cooper, and I don't blame him. I'd rather play in Dallas than Washington. You're still getting FU money. You can only spend so much. So if it's a $60 million guaranteed for Cooper, and he's got Dak throwing to him, with a pretty damn good offensive head coach, McCarthy, it's a better spot.
Is there a chance that Dan could offer Brady $35 million coming for 2 years and Haskins learn?
For that type
well,
of thing.
You know Brady would turn it down.
Yeah, it's true.
I guarantee
you
have
zero
that.
Interest in here. Yeah. All right, let's go. I'm just grasping. Let's go to Mo. Largo, Mo, what's up, buddy?
Good morning, fellas. Thanks for taking my call.
What's up, Mo?
I absolutely kind of share the sentiments of the last caller. You know, I appreciate the patience. You know, in years past, we've tried to make big splashes, and it didn't necessarily work out for us. And if you're looking to build a foundation of culture and youth, then you should absolutely proceed the way that we have. As far as Cooper's concerned, even though he took less money, he stands to make far more off the field in Dallas than he does here. So that was absolutely a no-brainer for him, not to mention – that organization is a bit more functional than ours is. So, you know, all in all, I'm okay with the patience. As far as the second pick is concerned, I don't foresee us going to be able to trade back because I don't think Miami is going to deal with us. If they're going to trade up, they're going to trade up for the first pick. I don't think they're dealing with the second pick because to give up what they have to give up for an injury-prone quarterback coming out of college, if they're going to make that move, they're going to number one. So, for the most part, we're looking at taking chances, and we just got to build through the draft. And I would not close the door on Trent coming back. I understand they gave him leverage to go out and try to find trade value and all that stuff. But we've got some cap room, and I think he's starting to see that his value might not be as much as he perceived it to be. Thanks, fellas.
Yeah. That's what I said from the beginning. His value is not anywhere near what he thought. People don't want to – they don't want to give him the contract he wants.
By the way, there's no chance that the Bengals would trade the number one. Unless you're going to offer them five number ones, they're not trading the number one pick. So if the Dolphins traded up, it would be to two.
Yeah,
because there's no way the Bengals are going to risk letting Burrow go to another team.
Don't you think the Dolphins, now they risk another team moving in there. If the Dolphins are dead set on Tua, they can just roll the dice. Redskins aren't going to.
They're not going to draft
Tua. They're not likely to draft Tua. You know, the Lions, I would bet against it.
I don't think so.
I know, but then you risk
other teams jumping up.
I understand there's a risk, but I might be willing to roll the dice that way.
What are the other teams that would jump up?
Maybe the Chargers?
Yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah. kind of depends on where all these quarterbacks
Who's quarterback in the Colts?
Brissett, well, and they're going to probably go with Phillip Rivers.
Yeah, sounds like they're working
on
a deal.
Can't even keep track. Just tell me when they start playing.
I don't know. Maybe the Panthers could trade up. You know, yeah. There's a few teams that might be interested.
I'm saying I might be willing to roll the dice. Probably depends on how you feel on Justin Herbert, because if you do whiff, you need a quarterback unless you're just going to go with Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Right.
But now, sticking one more phone call before the break.
All right.
All right. Let's go to Steve in Beltsville. Steve, what's up?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey.
It seems we always overreact the first day or two of free agency. If we don't sign enough guys, we're not making enough moves. If we do sign guys, we're going too fast. Except the same thing every year. What about Kendall Fuller? I'm really excited to get him back. Here's a guy that coming back to the team. Someone re-sign him with us.
Well, here's
what do you think about getting Kendall Fuller?
I told you. Here's my deal on Fuller. So we had Charlie on a few months ago. Charlie said he's a third corner. He started 4 games out of 11 that he played in with Kansas City as a third corner. I think he's a third corner.
He doesn't really play outside corner. If you look at the snaps.
But he's really good inside at the slot.
He started 4 out of 11. He started 4 out of 11 for the Chiefs.
Look, you may be right if they value, and nowadays you need good slot corners.
Yeah.
If he's going to be the slot corner, which I would guess it would be, just if you just look at the snap total, he didn't play on the outside very much at all. In fact, he played some safety. Almost as much safety as he played outside corner. It's like 20 snaps.
So they didn't like they don't love what they saw in Jimmy Moreland. He looks like he's penciled in as a slot, and I'm guessing they're going to go with Moreau at this point.
By the way, let's be fair too, and I like Charlie, but let's not make Charlie judge and jury. Let's get someone.
Absolutely.
Let's get someone from Kansas City who watched him every day and every week, and let's see what they think about him.
But JP, it speaks for itself. The snaps speak for themselves. They're not going to all of a sudden convert him to an outside corner.
It was actually,
but he's going to play a lot at $10 million a year.
It was actually,
he's going to play slot corner. He's a third corner.
Last year, 25 snaps at outside corner, 40 at free safety,
and
out of 313 of 498, I guess, were in the inside slot.
Yeah.
By the way, and they did target a couple guys that they whiffed on, but there are other guys that they could. I mean, what if they went out and signed Brian Bulaga, the tackle from Green Bay? What if they went out and got Robbie Anderson? You know, what if they addressed some of these positions of need? They're just not the big names that we expected.
Yeah, right. And again, we've been down the big name free agency blitz before, and it never works out for us. So I get it.
Right.
But I'm just grading them simply saying they're worse today than they were yesterday. In theory,
because
if those guys, if you assume those guys were coming back,
because
they let quality players go and they replaced it with a little bit.
And by the way, this is a huge year for Rivera and that staff in the front office. That first free agency year is big
because
it kind of establishes a foundation for the next 3 or 4, however long he's here, and the draft pick, of course.
Yeah.
Anyway, give your child a first class basketball experience and a first class life experience. I've been talking to you for months about Coach Wooten's basketball camp. Their goal is for campers to love basketball even more. They instill confidence in your child. They teach the game to the kids. Kids have fun. They teach all day, every day. 5 skill sessions per day. They work on your kids' basketball IQ with competitions, 3 games per day. They get guest speakers, contests, all kinds of stuff. Instruction's the difference at Coach Wooten's basketball camp. Register today at CoachWooten.com. Wooten is spelled with 2 O's, 2 T's. CoachWooten.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live this Tuesday morning on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. We know a lot of you are at home. A lot of ways you can listen at home. Listen to the stream. You can hit up Alexa, your Google Home. If you need a guide, go to thefandc.com or follow us on Twitter at Junks Radio, and there's some links because I didn't know you can listen to us via Waze. There are a million ways you can listen to the Junkies, so we appreciate it. We'll try and give you a little diversion in this tough time. Coming up at 8 o'clock, we'll get back to the NFL with Michael Lombardi, who's always excellent on the show. He was Bruce Allen's biggest fan. Michael Lombardi, who's now a Radio.com Sports NFL insider, he'll join us at 8 o'clock. I wanted to give an update on the crazy monkey situation in Thailand. We talked about
the guy
about
that
this
was doing the exercising?
No, not the one that was doing the sit-ups. Remember, there was a scene which was super scary to me like a week ago of these monkeys in Thailand. I just never have seen so many monkeys on the street. But now they say because of the coronavirus outbreak and even less people on the streets and there's no food, that there legitimately is a starving monkey gang battle in Thailand. So there are street monkeys.
So I don't
then,
explain then
there
what that
are
means.
Monkeys by a temple. So a lot of monkeys would hang out at this temple, and apparently they're just going at it. It's like a scene from Planet of the Apes.
Because the because people would no normally food. I don't know, hold on. I don't understand the lifestyle there. So people would normally feed them or something?
Yes.
That's what it is. Tourists or people that live there would feed the monkeys.
Yes, usually in the summer there's a lot of food that is given for them, and I don't know. Apparently, they're crab eaters. Valdez, they're crab eating macaques. Is that how you pronounce them?
No idea.
Yeah, you got to know that
of
one.
I'm not familiar with my
monkey.
No, you're not up to date on your monkey.
Yeah,
no.
My monkey tree.
Yeah, it's in the.
I know a baboon and a gorilla.
Right, it's the city.
That's
of
about it.
Lopburi.
I know a gorilla too.
If you want to check out the picture, follow us on Twitter at Junks Radio. It's just an unbelievable scene. I've never seen anything like this. Apparently, the city hosts an annual monkey buffet festival, EB Love Buffets.
It is bit season. We could have a crab pick-off between me and a monkey.
Where, actually, visitors construct elaborate towers
my
of
money's
fruits
on you.
And vegetables for the temple monkeys to feast on. But with tourism in the area down, the monkeys are feeling the squeeze, and whatever food there is, they're brawling over it.
Yeah. But that's what's going to happen here if the market keeps going down to zero.
I mean, I'd brawl over some back fin meat, too, at Giant if I had to.
Right.
Yeah, it's amazing to see what's going on in the shelves. Like, what's left is, like, the nubs.
Well, again, I haven't experienced that. If you go early.
It depends, JP, when you go and where you go.
That's true, but I'm just saying, when I went, most of the meat was gone. Like,
oh, yeah.
A lot of times my family might be pretty basic. Go to the chicken, to poultry, get chicken tenderloins, whatever. That was all gone. The only thing that they really had, they had some like almost like Thanksgiving turkeys.
Mm-hmm. I'll take that.
I guess you take that. A lot
Hell
of work.
Yeah. There was a ton of Italian sausage at the Harris Teeter's.
My wife is big into turkey bacon.
If you like Italian sausage, there's all kinds of sausages waiting for you.
My wife's big into turkey bacon. That was not there at Harris Teeter yesterday. And actually, the last two visits.
I got turkey bacon.
Yeah, good for you. Maybe I should go to your Giant or whatever that is.
It's Safeway.
By the way, but, you know,
no, I'm just saying, it's just when you go.
So, you know, I looked for the meat. And I explained earlier, I went to four different grocery stores and couldn't find any meat. The meat that I like, ground turkey or chicken.
What percentage?
What percentage what?
Like the 93.7, 85.15.
Oh, I go 7% fat.
You do?
7 or 10% fat.
Is that so nubby? Like,
I like it.
It tastes so terrible.
No, I like it. It tastes good. Anyway, so what did I settle on? Frozen pizza. DiGiorno.
I got bagel bites for my kid that doesn't eat anything.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we had last night.
I don't understand.
Oh, by the way, the liquor store, jam-packed.
Oh, is it? Yeah, because you can only drink through it.
Jam-packed.
I'm drinking as much as I ever have.
I went to the ABC yesterday. There was 40 people there.
Yeah.
That's in Virginia because we have a very popular beer and wine store in Crown Farm. You can't have more than 10 people in a spot.
Yeah,
they'll
have to limit
it. That might even qualify as a restaurant.
Oh, they don't care. I don't think they care.
Can you Uber Eats liquor?
I don't know.
Gotta be. There's gotta be.
How can they verify that you're over 21 ordering?
I don't know.
Like,
there's gotta be a service that does it.
I don't know.
Like, you gotta have your ID verified. You're bringing up a great point, Valdez, but you bring up, you know, somehow you have that verified in the app.
I just hope that they do not, because I expect them to close bars and restaurants in Virginia. They didn't yesterday for whatever reason, but I expect that today.
They should.
I think certain counties have.
Okay. Virginia's a big state, so maybe you're right. But I hope they don't close the liquor stores.
They're not. They're not. They're going to be a way for people to get their liquor. There's a way for people to get their food, too. They're just going to have to be takeout delivery. You know, most of your restaurants.
You mean from restaurants, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, you know how you were saying with your kids, you have a battle of, hey, you have to take seriously your lockdown, stay in. I know I'm in for a battle today. Montgomery County's supposed to have school, right? So now they're getting remote homework. You know how hard it is to get my kid to do his algebra homework?
Yeah.
Better do it.
I expect my son to do nothing.
A straight up fight.
From college, like, because he's on online classes. That's going to be a joke. But for my girls, they're different. They're studious.
Okay, so but I'm talking
your
about
son.
My 13-year-old son.
Yeah, your son.
And actually, Kelsey was telling Dylan last night, he's like, just do it, get it over with, and then you can, you know, do whatever you want. Go play NBA 2K. He's just not that type. He is...
He's a boy.
He's the last time I checked it, I don't even check his homework anymore, but the last time I checked it, I saw all kinds of mistakes, and he said, it doesn't matter. They just checked to see if I did it.
Believe me.
Completeness. I was like, yeah, but you're going to need to learn it at some point.
Believe me, I've heard
that.
And
here's the thing about my daughters being home. You know, they're going to bed at 2 in the morning because they're with their friends or they're just hanging out with each other, and they're getting up at 12:30, right? I guarantee they'll be sleeping until I get home at 11.
Does that anger you?
But what are they going to do? They can't go out and get jobs.
Yeah.
Nothing. No one's hiring.
Yeah.
What can they do?
No, they just got to occupy them. Here's the thing that scares. This scares the poop out of me when I was just getting my peanut butter and jelly. The last one. Probably the last one I'll ever have because I can't imagine I'll ever fill it up again. So we're supposed to stay away from our parents, right? There's no chance I would, you know, or my grandparents or anything like that, right?
Right.
When's that ever going to change? This virus could be around for at least a year, simmering. Hold on. The only thing I got to think of is, okay, let's say in 3 months it's pretty much wiped out. It's just remote cases here and there. But again, we can all be carrying it unwittingly. Am I going to have to get tested?
I think if
the and then if I say,
like
say I clear
earlier,
it.
If the treatment is better and you see the percentages going down in terms of elderly passing
we're
away.
We're months away from that.
Maybe so. So it might be months.
How about you might have to wait a year to see your parents in person. Because you could unwittingly have this virus that will kill your parents.
And if I just think that every
your in-laws,
day, every day they're learning more.
Correct. And I'm sure this will happen faster than it's ever happened
in
history.
I heard last night they're talking about using malaria drugs to combat this.
Yeah.
And AIDS drugs.
That's gonna come into play quicker than a vaccine. People thinking this vaccine is going to be just because they shot one girl in Seattle. They're months and months and months away from this. I don't think it's going to have any impact on this wave. According to Fauci. I believe that guy.
Wave.
Yes. Yeah. What were you say, Drabby?
They closed all liquor stores in Pennsylvania.
They did?
Yeah.
Oh, I got to get to mine today then. I got to stock up.
Last night was the last night.
I got to get like 5 handles.
I have so much.
All right. I might come to your house and get some.
I'm good.
You might have to bare knuckle down. Added value.
Bare knuckle. I'm running out of bare knuckle.
I saw a guy say, this is so sick. I think it was Brock that said this, that because with the run on hand sanitizer, he put this on public, so it's fine. He said when he was in rehab, his buddy was drinking hand sanitizer.
Ugh. Makes sense.
That's the only alcohol you could get.
Wasn't that hot? That's hot in like jail and with school kids.
I didn't know that. Yeah, I didn't know that. I mean, wouldn't that kill you, drinking hand sanitizer? I know people were drinking rubbing alcohol in Iran, and 40 people died because they heard that rubbing alcohol, you know, kills the virus, to drink it.
Right.
So how can drinking hand sanitizer not kill you? I don't know. It's crazy. I don't understand why everyone's going to Costco. You know everyone's going to Costco.
Oh, it's packed.
Why would...
Because they want bulk. They want to be lucky enough to get the bulk.
You're going
to
be in a line with 6 million people. It's the last place on earth. I don't think I'll go to Costco for years. Yeah. Costco's off the list.
Because people don't think they're actually going to get it. They just want to be prepared when they're stuck in their house. Right. Did you see Clearwater Beach?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw it. Of course.
They don't care.
Yeah, they're so stupid.
Now, most of those
But I just go to the smaller places. I mean, I just go to CVS and get some of this stuff. Right there, boom. Go to the smaller mom and pop shops. Or you know what I mean? Everyone's like, why is everyone going to Costco and Target?
Yeah, but it doesn't
matter.
That's
where everybody
goes. You could go
somewhere. Jason said it for years. 85%?
Yeah.
You could go somewhere with one person in it, and they could give it to you.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying to get the item. I understand that. I'm not saying to avoid. I'm just saying, I'm not going to go and be. There's too many people there.
Because a lot of those places, the regular places they go to, don't have it.
Yeah, but I can't imagine Costco. I mean, I would assume they're going to be in the same run at Costco.
It's the size of an airport hangar. Of course it's got it. But it's got everything.
Really? Okay. I'm not going to Costco. I mean, I've been to Costco a million times, but I'm not going there with 6,000 people. Forget about the virus.
Less crowds.
No, forget about the virus. I couldn't stand standing in line with no virus.
Yeah.
Are you kidding? Well, with what's going on right now, all the people?
I stood in line yesterday at Giant. I mean, there's going to be lines.
No. I mean, like, some of these lines look like an hour long. Yeah, well, I'm not doing it.
Yeah, that's stupid, but...
I mean, I could stand in a line of four people.
People get desperate.
I'm not standing in a line of 100 people with their carts and waters up to the... See, I don't even understand the water bit. I'll never understand that. Toilet paper I can actually understand, because eventually you're going to run out. Water? We all have running water.
We've been suckered into having bottles. All right, we got to take a break. Coming up next, we'll get back to the diversion. We'll talk some NFL. Michael Lombardi covers the NFL for Radio.com. Sports NFL Insider was an executive with... the 49ers, the Browns. We'll talk to him next about NFL free agency here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.